Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Diego Padres and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Diego Padres. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gene Locklear. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the San Diego Padres, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Gene Locklear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locklear strikes out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive beyond second. Fuentes can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Cardenal tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locklear throws the ball into Hunts who relays the ball to Fuentes who tags Lockhock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cardenal scores. Summers moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Padres nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is hit by the pitch. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel bunts towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rochel for the out. Sparing moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Winfield. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Sparing scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locklear. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Alan Foster now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cardenal trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Scott pinch hits for Alan Foster. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Locklear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locklear is 0-for-1 in the game. Locklear takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Fokers now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuentes fields it and throws to first for one. The throw to second, and they've got Morales trapped. There's the throw back to Fuentes, who tags Morales for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Winfield. The throw from Hosley and he is safe. Winfield steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Winfield moves to third. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sparing hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Hosley moves to third. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 0 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunts fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunts. Sparing moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hosley scores. Sparing moves to third. Rochelle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to home to get Sparing. Rochelle moves to third. Cardinal moves to second. Two outs. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Champ Summers. Danny Frazella now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. George Mitterwald now playing first base. Pete Lockhock now playing left field. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Frazella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazella strikes out. Two outs. Gene Locklear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locklear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locklear hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunts takes first base on ball 4. Locklear moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Locklear scores. Hunts moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hosley hits a fly ball into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Padres will come to bat. Jeff Zahn now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn hits a fly ball into left field. Locklear settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Padres will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Danny Frazella. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Locklear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locklear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locklear takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Hunts reaches second base with a double. Locklear moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mitterwald scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Ivey now playing third base. Steve Hunt's now playing second base. Dick Sharon now playing left field. Dave Tomlin now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Tomlin. Mitterwald moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales is walked intentionally. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Padres will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Winfield moves to second. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hoseley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoseley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoseley takes first base on ball 4. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sparing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoseley moves to third. Jeff Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Zahn bunts towards third. Ivy fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparing moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Bill Greif now pitching. Randy Hundley now catching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 1. The Padres will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Diego Padres, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.